questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Welcome to Arab English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode, and you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic Belief, where you could get the answers to all your questions. Well, today we have Dr. Karimi, scholar of religious studies, who will help us with the answers. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Dr. Karimi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. In today's episode, we're going to discuss upon the topic of salawat, or we call it salutation in this world and the world to come. And Dr. Karimi for sure is going to help us with that.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are many discussions about the reality of what we call the salawat upon the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. And his family, I mean, the salawat is upon the Prophet and his family both. And we are highly recommended and asked in the narrations to be away from salawat abtar, which means sending salawat upon the Prophet without sending the salawat upon his progeny, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So the question is not about the reality of salawat, so I'm not going to talk about that. It may need another session to talk about. But one point that is mentioned by one of the contemporary Shia scholars is the fact that you know, in the narrations, we are told that if you want to ask God for a request, you want to supplicate to God, send salawat to the Prophet and his family at the beginning and at the end, and mention your request in between. Because salawat is a prayer. We ask God to send blessings upon Prophet and his
beloved ones.
Yeah. And of course, it should be noted that we are not sending salawat. We ask God to send salawat upon the Prophet and his family. So these two prayers will be for sure answered by God. And then God will answer our request, which is mentioned in between. This is mentioned in the narrations.
Just like you wrap your request in a bundle.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, the point mentioned by this scholar is that although we have so many narrations about the fact that if you send salawat upon the Prophet, you will receive all these rewards, or your request will be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it might be better for us just to send salawat because of the fact that we love the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt. There is a big difference between, he called it a salawat, which is for earning something, and a salawat out of love. So this scholar, he's encouraging the people. And we have the same notion mentioned in the narrations about all the acts of worship. Imam Ali al-Salam says that some people worship God because of the fact that they fear the hell. Some people act, and this is the worship of the slaves. Some people worship God because of the fact that they are eager to go to paradise. This is the worship of the merchants
and the
traders. And some people just worship God because he deserves to be worshipped. And this is the worship of the free man.
The finest form of worship.
Yeah, notion has been mentioned by this scholar that it shouldn't be the act of like those traders. We need to send salawat because of the fact that we love the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Now,
generally, salawat is, the meaning of it is the blessing that we ask God to bestow on the Prophet. And when he is bestowed by that blessing, then the people who are following him would be blessed as well.
Exactly, that's the point. I mean, God will shower that blessing upon the Prophet and will be included as well. Now, when it comes to the rewards and benefits of salawat, in the narrations, I mean, we are surprised because of the greatness of these rewards and positive consequences. In the most authentic Shia sources, there are chapters including different narrations. We have it in Al-Kafi, we have it in Wasa'il al-Shia, chapters about how to send salawat and the rewards for that. In Baharul Anwar, we have 67 narrations about the virtues for sending salawat. For example, in one narration we read, a person who sends 10 salawat upon the Prophet and his progeny, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angel will send 100 salawat upon that person. And if he repeats that for 100 times, then he receives 1,000 salawat from God and his angel. So what is the reason? Again, it is in need of another discussion. What is the secrets in salawat that, so many rewards are mentioned for it in the narrations? It's not only in Shia sources. We have similar narrations in Sunni sources as well. For example, in Kanzul Ummal, one of the great Sunni collections of hadith, we have 119 narrations about the concept of salawat. Now, having said that, I quickly share some of the benefits and virtues and rewards mentioned in the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam about salawat. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that cover your prayers with salawat, as I mentioned, to say salawat before and after each and every prayer. This is mentioned in Nahjul Balagha, the wise saying number 361.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
According to another narration, the Imam says, أَثْقَلُ مَا يُودَعُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ. We know that we have the concept of mizan, or the scales, on the Day of Judgment. Again, we are not able to understand the reality of the scale. But anyway, metaphorically speaking, all the deeds are put in that scale to be weighed. Now, the weightiest thing, according to this narration, on the Day of Judgment, to be put on the scales is salawat.
So the heaviest one is salawat.
Exactly, according to this narration. Another narration reads, لا يزال الدعاء محجوبا. Your prayers, your supplications are not answered حتى يسلي or يسلى على محمد وآل محمد, unless you send blessings upon the Prophet and his progeny. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that if a person sends salawat upon the Prophet and his progeny, God will forgive him or her. Of course, some of these, it goes without saying that some of these narrations may include some conditions. It's not only repeating the words. At the end of the day, if we love the Prophet and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, and that is why we send the blessing, we say pious and we follow them in practice as well. Imam Hadi alayhi salam says that through salawat you will receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so do that a lot. Man salla alayya sallallahu alayhi wa malaikatuh, the Holy Prophet says, the one who sends salawat upon me, then God and his angels will send blessings and salawat upon him or her. Imam Rida alayhi salam has a very interesting narration in this regard. مَنْ لَمْ يَقْدِرْ عَلَى مَا يُكَفِّرُ بِهِ ذُنُوبًا. If you have so many sins and you are not able to, ask God to forgive all those sins.
To make up for those sins.
فَلْيُكْثِرْ مِنَ السَّلَاةِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ. Then one of the ways for you to get rid of those sins is to
recite
salawat a lot. فَإِنَّهَا تَهْدِمُ الذُّنُوبَ هَدْمًا. Salawat removes all of them.
Destroys all the sins.
Exactly. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, As-salatu ala al-Nabi amhaqu lil-khataya min al-ma lil-nar. Imam mentions a kind of comparison or a kind of simile. He says that you see how the water extinguishes the fire, then Salawat extinguishes and moves and removes the sins even more than that.
Wonderful.
This is in Thawab al-A'mal by Sheikh Sadur, page 185. The other point mentioned in the narration is that when you recite Salawat, then the gates of heaven get open, kind of metaphor referring to the fact that you will receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another positive point, which might be worldly point for Salawat, is that it will remove bad people from around you. This is the best action to be done on Friday, and this is mentioned in a couple of narrations
as
well.
So it will protect you.
Yeah, one of the most recommended actions to be done on Fridays is to recite Salawat. Another point mentioned in the narrations is to say Salawat collectively as a group of people. And that is why we see it as a kind of tradition among the Muslims, especially the Shia. When they are in mosque or, religious places,
they
send Salawat
together
collectively. It's been mentioned that if people do that, then the reward is so much that it cannot be counted even by the angels. It's a kind of metaphor referring to the greatness of that reward. Some narrations talk about the fact that you shouldn't take Salawat lightly. For example, a person who, after hearing the name of the Prophet, does not send him Salawat, does not recite Salawat, he is called a stingy person.
Yeah.
And as a kind of person who would be regretful on the hereafter. There are some occasions for which sending Salawat is more important, is more recommended. For example, whenever you mention the name of God and you remember God, it's been mentioned that it's recommended for you to recite Salawat as well. After each and every prayer, one of the recommended actions is to recite Salawat, one of the ta'qibat.
Yeah.
According to some narrations, after any speech, recite Salawat. After, as I mentioned before, and after any kind of prayer, when you mention the name of other prophets, this is also interesting. According to some narrations, when you read the name of other prophets, send divine blessing upon that prophet, but also send blessing upon the name of our prophet and his progeny as well. And before sending salam to that prophet, send salam and salawat to the prophet. And that is why, for example, you see that the scholars, they say, for example, Prophet Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa, divine blessings be upon our prophet and his progeny and him. This is based on the narration. So when we hear the name of the prophets, we are also recommended to send salawat upon our prophet and his progeny as well. And last but not least, according to some narrations, if you forget something, one of the ways to remember that is to send salawat. So these are some of the positive points and rewards for reciting salawat. Again, I repeat the fact that it doesn't mean that in all the cases we will receive automatically these rewards. Many of them are based
everything is dependent on the purity of your
exactly.
heart.
Exactly. And sometimes we do a good action, but then we spoil it by a bad action.
Yeah.
So sins act as a kind of barrier for receiving these good and positive points as well. So we shouldn't spoil the good actions by committing the sins too.
So since we were talking about reciting Salawat, we are going to finish this episode by reciting Salawat on our Prophet. So thank you, dear listeners, and Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahu.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسن حسيني وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن